Well, Dwayne, exciting things are happening in Alamogordo.
Yes, they are. The city of Alamogordo had a key exchange with Ventures Corporation that is the management for the Basin Lanes bowling alley and fun center
It's a
out
family fun
by
center.
the.
It's going to be open to families of all ages and pretty much for the entire community of Alamogordo to come in and have a good time.
Yes, it is. They have a 24-lane bowling alley. They're going to have laser tag. They're going to have a arcade game room. They're going to have a restaurant in there and a meeting room for either private parties can rent it out or corporations slash business can rent it out to hold meetings in there.
How long has this been under construction? It's been a couple months or something, about a year?
About a year. Yeah,
Okay.
it's they started construction on it last year. They finished it up earlier this or in March, and now they handed over the keys to the management company, which is Venture Corporation, and they're going to go in now and they're going to rebrand the facility, and it is now officially been called is officially been renamed Rocket City Fun Center.
Rocket City Fun Center, which takes on with the history of Alamogordo being the rocket birthplace of the United States.
Yes, and with the New Mexico Museum of Space History here and White Sands Missile Range and Holloman, and it reflects the community of Alamogordo.
How excited are people about this? Because like any small communities, people are always looking for activities to do with the entire family.
Oh yes, they're very excited. This facility has been, well, it was first talked about that I know of when I came here 10 years ago. They were talking about it. And about 5 years ago, or well, let me take that back. About 4 years ago, they actually got down to business and started the process and passed a bond issue to have the facility built. And here we are within months, because it's going to take the management company Ventures about 90 days, maybe a little bit longer, to get into the facility, start fixing it up, rebranding it, putting a new sign on the front of it. And they should be looking at about sometime in September to have a what they are calling a soft open for it.
Okay, so just to recap, they're going to have bowling, laser tag, an arcade, a restaurant, and available for private parties.
Yes, they are.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much and good luck. And we'll definitely be there for the grand opening.
Yes, we will. Thank
All right,
you.
Dwayne, talk to you next week.